And now, ladies and gentlemen, the host of The Price is Right, Sex Boy!
Look at that studio. Filled with gorgeous prizes. Lotions. Dolls made of latex. Salves, creams, handcuffs, rings that go around things. It's The Price is Right, Sex Boy. Hi, everybody. I'm Sex Boy.
Hi, Sex Boy.
Hi.
All right, I'm gonna turn that music off.
Well, we didn't even get a chance to play a pricing game,
the
didn't
game
you?
Begin.
Didn't
Let's
we
play
do,
a pricing game.
Can we do Plinko?
Is that too loud?
Perfect.
Yeah, nice. Baby. Sex Boy. Hey, it's the SP edition of Price is Right. I'm your host, Sex Boy, and let's start the bidding.
On what?
A dildo. What else? Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm not a game show host. I'm Sex Boy.
That's right. Yay.
And it's been a while.
Rob, where is my proper Sex Boy music? Do you have my proper Sex Boy music? Because I'm a superhero. I wear a cape and a cowl, and I travel the world helping people have better sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Sex Boy. I'm 9 years old.
Nine years old.
I am a very advanced 9-year-old boy.
Knows more about sex than anyone on the planet. He's 9 years old. He's
I don't know whether I know more about sex. I just know that I can help people have better sex by telling them to do that. Sex Boy.
Sex Boy.
That's right. Spanning the globe. City to city. Condo to condo. It's me. Sex Boy. Helping people... People everywhere
peeper.
Have better sex. Peeper.
And helping peepers.
Thanks for picking on me. Thanks for taking the one flaw, you douche.
Oh. Hey, for those...
The one flaw that Sex Boy had in his speech today.
Hey, Sex Boy.
Grabs onto it.
Sex Boy, before we move on, how much was that dildo?
Oh, it was $19.99.
I was going to guess that.
$19.99. The actual retail price without going over the dildo is $19.99. Janice, show them how it works.
Oh, Janice.
Yeah.
Sex Boy. Oh, it's a beautiful Monday. Great to be with you. I'm Sex Boy. And just remember, folks, the best way to take care of all of your problems is quite simple. Yes. Just ask me. Have more sex. And here's the unique thing about Sex Boy. I'm Sex Boy and I'm 9 years old and I don't even have sex myself. Ooh. I just tell...
Now I have a question for you, Sex Boy. Sex Boy, you're gone.
Sex Boy, we can't hear you suddenly.
He's still doing the bit.
He's still talking, and we can't hear him.
Sex Boy, can you hear us?
We see him moving his lips.
Oh, we lost him?
He's gone.
Oh, no.
And we'll get started again. Because if you have more sex, you're happier, you're healthier, and you're wittier.
Right.
Speaking of that, Oscar Santana, are you having more sex?
No. I wish I was.
That's a shame.
Though,
that's a shame.
This weekend, let me tell you.
Really?
Are you going to
talk about it on the body of the show?
I will, yes.
That's a nice great body. Idea.
Hey, Sex Boy, can you see that Oscar's wearing a coat?
I know he's wearing a coat. What's the temperature in Manassas, Virginia today?
It's low 40s.
Yeah, but in the room, it's about 71, and yet Oscar's all snuggabugged, ready for the nap known as the Michael Mara Show podcast.
I have a temperature right now of 94 degrees.
Oh, wow.
94 degrees.
In your office, Sex Boy?
In my pants. Sex Boy. Music, Slim, S&D, Rob. We're ready to go. Rock and roll.
Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Old woman. Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony. Be quiet!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Monday, January 9th, 2012, and we are over 11 million downloads and still growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by the Ginzies.
Hey, Ginzy.
Ginzy, MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds or any work of art you create. Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. And I know that, Rob, you have personally contracted with MC Ginsburg to just shower your wife with jewelry.
Carrie's ears have never been more lovely. The rest, eh.
Yeah.
No, they're great. They're fantastic. They built her beautiful earrings. I recommend this place highly.
On the program today, we have a letter of the week that Buzz brought in this morning. And also, I want to get some PA lessons from you boys because my big audition is tomorrow. Mm. And I want to get some tips, some pointers.
You mean public address. I thought you meant fatherhood when you said Paul.
No, no, no. It's the public address announcer.
That's right. Your audition is tomorrow?
Yeah, and I'll pick your brain on that. I want to see what you guys think.
Wear a tie.
Even though there's not a sports fan among you. I mean, maybe Mark would be the closest. Well, RJ would be the closest thing to a real sports
fan. What are you talking about?
You're not a sports fan.
Yes, I am. I could care less about the Red Sox.
Why are we not employed in sports radio?
Go Yankees.
No, Oscar loves any sporting event that he can get into via Dominique that would involve, you know, staying out of the rain.
Hey, if there's a suite, I'm there.
Ravens on a great season so far. And we'll talk a little football today because I was out and about watching Big Blue yesterday. And Carlin, my new thing is to find some select watering hole in the greater Southwest Florida area and go out and make new friends.
This is a new thing?
I wanted to ask you about that because almost all of your Facebook updates since your departure from Manassas have been from various watering holes.
Well, or restaurants, Buzz. Yeah, I think we can call them restaurants.
Let's go. Oh, we could call them restaurants.
We happen to be seated at the bar, but we can call them restaurants that we sit at.
You're on the tour.
Yesterday was no exception. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Carla and I ventured off to a place that RJ knows. He's been there before. Mr. French, you're aware of the beach whale?
There's the microphone now. Yes, I am. I was actually
the beached whale, and we had a great time at the beached whale and met some new friends. As a matter of fact, I'll get to this later in the show, but I believe that I bumped into one of the finest Christopher Walken impersonators that I've ever met.
Oh, really?
But
did this guy know he was a Christopher Walken impersonator?
No, he actually, he did. I mean, he was doing it, and it got better and better. And you know, when a guy's going to do an impression and the subject of impressions come up, you usually think it's going to totally suck.
Right.
But in this particular case, I really thought it was good. However, I listened to it this morning. I still think it's good, but I want you guys to, I'm going to play it for you.
Oh, good.
I
recorded it.
Because I recorded it.
Oh, I was hoping you were having him over to the house.
I recorded it, and I want you to say, is it as good as I think it is, or was there perhaps happy juice that was influencing my decision?
Just quick, when you were talking to this impersonator, were you drinking the golden bubbly stuff or the brown stuff on ice?
I was drinking the golden bubbly.
Oh, then I'm sure he's a wonderful impressionist.
Punctuated by some clear liquid in a short glass.
Okay.
Only two, but two's enough.
Only two.
Two. After
only
20.
Two. And there was another guy down there who was a hippie and Buzz.
Yes.
He left early, but I will tell you this.
We do. We hippies. We leave early.
How many years have you and I been sparring over the weed? You and I have been sparring for over a decade.
Yeah. We've known each other 20. Probably the last 10. We've been arguing about
that. We've been going
that.
Back and forth about it. This man was, could he have... he could give you some pointers.
Really?
On selling the Mary Jane to the masses.
Yeah.
Was he, when he talked about marijuana, did he sound like Christopher Walken?
I asked Carla to write down what he said. I think I can remember a couple of the quotes. One of the quotes was, nobody ever smoked themselves into a fight.
No, that's
pretty good.
That's true. Yeah, I thought
that was good.
I could hear that
coming out of your mouth.
Right,
Buzz.
Right.
And smoke yourself stupid.
Yes,
that was one that he said. And you correct me if I'm wrong because I am not a user of
right.
that substance.
No, I only know them myself.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
He indicated that the potency is what it's all about. Potency is what it's all. And certain runs of this particular plant.
Yes.
Can be so potent that even three tokes can make you stupid.
Oh, there are some kinds that, from what I hear, even one or two tokes can be quite substantial.
I've heard that.
Mike, there are certain strains that are so powerful that after two or three puffs, you will fly to Las Vegas even though you're unemployed.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
Welcome home, RJ.
He's just passing through.
But he was just he was 60 years old. He had very long hair. Mm-hmm. He had those kind of those bracelets, you know, that you see on the beach. You know,
rubber bracelets or
the little beaded bracelets.
Hemp.
He had a bunch of. Maybe they were made out of hemp.
Uh-huh.
And he looked like what he looked like was if somebody was looking for a sax player, you would find this guy at the beach. But he wasn't the impressionist. He was just a funny old guy that was talking about weed. And his credibility was strong with me right up until the point that he said he dropped acid for 6 years in a row every day.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Wow.
Can't condone that.
And he seemed lucid.
Which years?
Like he had exactly. What?
What years?
I believe the Kennedy administration.
God, well, so he's just now recovering.
Not sure, but he seemed like he was a lucid guy. Yeah. I just didn't, when he got to that acid part. Imagine taking LSD every day for 6 years.
Yeah, you know what I can
I can't
imagine
once.
What I can imagine is the guy that you walk away from that dropped acid every day for 6 years and you saying he was horribly lucid. This guy today is saying, I met a radio host yesterday who was drinking beer. He didn't make any sense at all.
Mr. French, you made it back from Las Vegas, safe and sound. Everything is good in your life. Let's check in with you. You're back in the bosom of the Manassas family. How's everything going today?
I'm glad to be back, Mike. I am.
Thanks so much. That was a great interview.
Hey, you know what? If you want to extend it by another 10 seconds, ask him about sitting at the exclusive table at the Venetian, but only give him 10 seconds.
Explain, RJ.
I want to put a shout out to my good buddy, Ronik, at the Club Tao at the Venetian Hotel.
Tao is a big, that's like a Paris Hilton joint.
There are some pictures from that event from Saturday night.
There are pictures of RJ with showgirls I enjoyed on the Facebook.
RJ's the one in the middle.
Thanks, Rob.
What do you mean you were at the exclusive table only for 10 seconds?
No. I said only let him talk for 10 seconds in the interest of entertainment. But
I'm sorry.
But he was at the table for a long time.
About an hour and a half I hung out there. With
what was the minimum buy-in at that table?
Well, that table is the owner's table, as it's described. And that's about a $5,000 table to sit at.
Like a $5,000 minimum bet?
The Kardashians, I believe, were the occupants of that table on New Year's Eve.
Not a gambling table. It's just a sit and get drunk table.
Yeah. And they have their own.
So you're talking about a table in the club.
In
the buy-in.
Club. That's
bottle
correct.
Service and all
not,
that.
Not a $5,000 gambling table, no.
Ooh.
Cost you $5,000 just to sit there.
Wow.
Well, probably not $5,000 to sit there, but $5,000 because
worth
you have
booze.
$5,000 worth of booze.
Right. You get your own server who actually sits there and makes your drinks for you, yes.
What's the most Oscar you have ever been at? You've been with the NFL guys. What's the biggest bill you've ever seen at a club like that with bottle service?
Not 5,000. I've seen like $3,200. It's pretty. That's a lot of money for one night for like 5 hours.
Sure, change back on $5,000, Mike.
I know when I went to Caesar's Palace and they had I forgot Platinum maybe might be the name of the nightclub that's in there and. We actually dropped, you had to light the guys up to get through the line.
Right.
That starts.
Yes.
Then you light the guy up at the front of the line because he's going to take you back to the table. And we sat at a table that actually had the velvet ropes around it. And by the time I bought a bottle of booze.
As you do in Manassas.
I do in Manassas when I'm in the studio. Right. You know, around my chair, I've got the velvet ropes and the signs that say keep out.
Yes, no direct eye contact.
And I was with a buddy of mine and his girlfriend who was Asian and incredibly petite.
Mm.
And she actually, as soon as the bottle was delivered, she stood up and literally it looked like she was on a her legs got straight, and she fell straight back into his arms and passed out. And they went up to the room, and it was just Carla and myself. And Carla said, "I'm tired."
Oh no! I said, okay,
I'll meet you back there. I ended up giving I forgot what I paid for this bottle of vodka, but this amazingly, ridiculously expensive bottle of vodka. I gave it to a couple of Canadian guys and had them sit in the area, and I split. That was
really?
My night. That was my night in the fast lane. And I tell you, it was the really, really late Las Vegas hour of like 10:45.
Oh, you really know how to party, Mike.
I do sometimes, but not in that environment. I don't.
Were you
very
pissed?
Well.
I would have been like, "We're all drinking this. No one's going anywhere."
Mm-hmm. No, when someone passes out, when somebody goes out completely and starts just like rolling her eyes back in her head, you really don't have much of a choice. I don't miss those days, and those days are behind me, and those days will never be in front of me again.
That's right.
Unless
Mike.
Mark Ronick can do a really, really good job.
It's a waste of money, Mike.
New client coming soon, Mike.
Speaking of Mark Ronick, can I share a letter that Buzz gave me today?
Sure.
Please, I think you'll like this.
Letter of the week, is it?
It's our letter of the week. Letter of the week.
It's our letter of the week.
Well, that calls for some music, sir.
Hold on.
We try to have one of these every couple of days.
I hold it in my hand.
This must be a sensational letter, considering we're only, 17 minutes into the Monday show, and we've already arranged for have a letter of the week.
Letter of the week. 16 minutes and 51 seconds, Rob.
Right.
Thank you very much. This letter of the week comes from John Willoughby. He writes, "Hi, Mark. When I heard that your wife was the V-neck TMOS shirt model..."
Oh, no.
"I hastened to the store to check out the merchandise."
Oh, very nice.
I said, "Dirty bird." "The merchandise appeared quite superb, but what really caught my eye was the click to enlarge button."
No.
Oh, right beneath the model's chest.
Wow, what was enlarging?
"I would like to purchase a TMOS click to enlarge button for my wife's chest. Please respond with price and shipping information as soon as practical. S&D from John in Reno."
Hey, thank
letter
you, Johnny.
Letter of the week.
Wow, that's great when like you can that. Have a letter of the week.
That's awesome.
We do a lot of shows. We have a lot of content. Things move at a very fast pace.
Yeah.
And I do not remember the part where Mark's wife was the V-neck T-shirt model.
Mm-hmm.
So, with my interest being what it is, just for the good of the show,
sure.
I felt it necessary to go into the store today and check out the T-shirts and scroll down to where the lady's V-neck is modeled. Are we still selling those, Mark?
Yeah, we are.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that is your wife that's in the picture?
It is. It is indeed.
Is it not Melissa that also models for the Mike O'Mara Show lip gloss?
Yes. Coming soon.
The Mike O'Mara cherry flavored chapstick is now available in the store. And just you can be kissing fresh all the time, just like Melissa.
Each stick used once by Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
There's got to be like a fetish out there. Jesus.
And it's kind of sad because there's another model on that page, too.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Things happen. Yeah.
But it was before RJ lost the weight.
Yeah.
You know, true love is hard to find, Mike. Sometimes you get home and you figure out that your girlfriend's banging a professional wrestler.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hold on a second. Oscar. Is this something you want to do? You want to purge a little bit? You seem like you're in your purging mode. You're kind of mellow.
No. It's actually, but that's, I mean, if you don't know, Kara, when she cheated on me with a professional wrestler, a WWE wrestler. I don't think anybody ever picked that up.
No.
No, I don't think you mentioned it.
I don't think you told us that.
No, you didn't.
Is he home yet?
No.
Is he home yet?
Yeah. That's.
Hey, lock the door. Is that his car? That's his car, baby. Come on. I'm going to get in the closet. In the closet,
Robert. Robert is way into WWE now. Is it someone Robert would have heard of?
He no longer is in the WWE. But regardless, I'm not even
getting into it. Why don't we tell the truth? He's no longer with us. And really, it's seriously, safe home. Randy Macho Man style.
He will be missed.
He will.
Now,
Hey, Kira! You lost your cup on the street, buddy. I tell you right now, this is like a good place for a Slim Jim.
Yeah, so that was the case. I wish her all the best. There is no need to get into it anymore.
Are you okay? Have you had extra Valium today?
Are
you all right today?
It's
I'm
the
good.
Coat. He's all warm and snuggerbug.
I feel great.
Of course you feel great. You're wearing a sleeping bag.
I just made a joke about my ex-girlfriend bagging a guy.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Come on.
How was your weekend,
Oscar? What more
Oscar?
Do you want? It was amazing. I was about to purchase the gift that you so eloquently gave me on Friday's show for my Saturday day. And,
oh, the porn.
Yeah. And I just didn't feel comfortable doing that in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was.
I'm glad. You know, I probably wouldn't have been either. If you came in here and were talking about the fact that you, you know, shared your DNA with all of my closets and everything, I wouldn't have been happy.
Yeah. I mean, I got to the point where I unbuckled my jeans.
Wow.
And then I decided that, well, one, you know, I don't know if this is worth the full package and the $15,
so to speak. Mm-hmm.
And then two, like, I'm in your chair, I'm in your home, like, it just didn't feel right.
Oh, Mike's chair.
Yeah. So
right. Mike's pleasure chair.
So I shimmied my pants, my
with
jeans.
The head greasy head stain.
Yeah, I shimmied my jeans back up, and I said, you know what, not gonna happen, not gonna happen. So.
Well, that's just as well.
Yeah.
That's just as well. And did you spend any time in the domicile over the weekend, Mr. Santana?
Yes, I did.
Wing it back to D.C.?
No, I did. It's so strange because I walk by your bedroom and I'm like, that bed looks really comfy. And then...
Why is he upstairs walking by your bedroom?
This porridge is too hot.
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. It makes me chill. I'm just glad I'm coming back in less than a week.
You know, I'm not going to touch myself most inappropriately, but I think I am going to walk around Mike's bedroom and just look in.
No, the door is open. And...
Mr. French, are you moving in tonight? Are you moving in tonight, sir?
Yes, I am.
Oscar, I have one question for you. Mr. French is moving in tonight, and he will be taking over your housewarming duties, your house-sitting duties for me. Will you be laundering your linens, or will Mr. French be sleeping in your filth? That is
He'll be sleeping in my filth. But Mr. French should know that I brought my own towels over because I'm very prepared, and I'll be taking them with me. So he'll have fresh towels.
Oh, now,
wait
a minute. That I give a round of applause.
You got to, yeah.
You brought your own towels in. I think that is about as classy
I've never heard of such a
very smart move.
Of course, you haven't heard of such a thing because you would never bring your own towels.
No, as a matter of fact, I would come over here and take your towels home.
Exactly, along with ashtrays and whatever else you could.
And they all say Holiday Inn. I don't understand how Mike got these towels.
Little soaps and shampoos.
Mike, would you like for me to continue that process that Oscar has started? And bring my own towels.
By the way, Mike, that's not an internet problem.
I think that Oscar started it. Yeah, RJ, bring your own. But you're already. Are you going to be going? Are you going to be leaving today? Or you won't be leaving today then?
Well, I'll have to go out and get the key made so I can get in here. Yes.
Yeah, he's going to have to make a key.
Oh, that's right. Because Oscar misplaced the key.
No, I didn't misplace it. It's in my other jacket. I wore my pea coat today.
Your pea coat.
Hey, Mike, before you come back, would you like RJ to launder the sheets and iron them?
Oh, you know what? Before I come back.
That's what I mean.
RJ, you're spending a night in the laundry room. That's for sure.
I will wash and take care of things upon your
arrival.
Check that
early morning. We're coming back on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're starting the journey on Thursday night. After we do the show on Thursday, we're leaving. Right. But I would, because it's a two-day trip. But, so I would say please, at some point before we arrive on Saturday, make sure that those sheets are laundered.
I will wash them, but iron them? I don't think so.
I think ironing is a nice touch, at least the pillowcases. Mm-hmm.
Listen to you. Nobody's better at just at giving other people
instructions. Just touch up the hem.
I would hem them. Anyway.
A light starch, of course.
We will take a break. When we come back, I want to share a piece of tape that I recorded at the bar last night. I'll let you guys be the judge. When we come back, I'm like...
That it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the Road Trip 2011 DVD. It's a feature-length movie of our trip to Iowa and a bonus disc of Karaoke Night. Ooh. Plus the three shows we did on the road. You can get just the DVD or get it with selected 2012 VIP memberships. The two-disc set is just $20 plus shipping. Order a dozen today at MikeOMaraShow.com. And we are delighted to be back with you on the show. Whoa, whoa. And this is a Monday show, fellas. I'm looking at all of you. When you're on TV, this is, if I can, let me do it.
Yeah.
What day is it?
You guys all look like the Mondays today. I will tell you, if this was last Tuesday when we did our very first show from down here,
right?
I'd be having a bad day right now. Our apologies to the people that are watching us or listening to us live for the glitches. But that happens occasionally, and hopefully it won't happen again.
Right.
And now on to another piece of a technical marvel here. We're going to go on, and
I was at a watering hole called the Beached Whale, and I was there last night, and we were there to watch Big Blue take on the Atlanta yesterday, and then we stayed and watched the Pittsburgh game after that. And what a great football game that was!
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it was tremendous. And Tim Tebow in overtime, first play in overtime, like an 80-yard pass completion to win the game.
We'll actually have it in the audio vault. But isn't it great that Jesus loves him so bad that lets him win that
it's
game?
Great. I've always said it amazes me when these athletes are they really think that they are so significant that God is actually, you know, hand-picking them at that particular moment to share his blessings.
God loves football.
And Sunday's God's busy day.
It's a very busy day. Look at all the churches he's got to take care of.
I know. Well, not all of them, Mike, as you know.
Yes, well, of course, Saturday he's busy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
not as busy.
With certain people. Isn't that right, Menasha?
That is exactly right, Mike.
Okay, so we go, we watch the game, we bump into these fellas. Uh-huh. They're in their douchebag 20s.
Nice.
Wow. Early 20s. Yeah. I buy the guy a drink at the bar because the guy's got a tat that indicates that he has served. And I asked him if he did, and he said, yeah, he did a tour in Iraq, and he's back, and he's a young guy. And, you know, he hit it off with somebody at the bar. Sure. He's a real nice guy, and we're chatting with him. And one thing leads to another. They find out that I do the podcast. We're talking about that. And, you know, I always hype up the podcast when I'm out, and I want people to listen to it. And then the subject of impressions came up and movies, and we were talking about Christopher Walken, and he starts doing a Walken. And you know that I try to do Christopher Walken, but I don't do it that well.
Well, I think we all like your Walken, but think to you,
but it's not a great Walken.
To you, it's a bugaboo. I think it hangs over your head because you have so many that you do that you love that you do, and this one is Walken not your favorite.
Rob, Walken would be one that I actually probably have taken some time to try to do, and I never get it. And then you'll bump into a guy like this, and usually it's a younger guy that can just do it. Now, you tell me if this was the sauce. Look, I'm not standing by the content.
Right.
The content is not that strong.
But the voice.
But I think this guy had it, and he's with a bunch of guys that laugh like Oscar, which made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because Oscar's laugh always makes me laugh. So let me see if I can bring this up here. And I'll let you guys be the judge.
Okay.
This is something that we did yesterday. I got about 51 seconds of him on tape, and I hope it comes across. I'm going to play it right through my microphone.
Luckily, you were traveling with your mobile news gathering unit.
Right. I love the iPhone. All right, here we go.
What up? No pun intended. I'm talking to a dead mic.
South Florida. Sitting here, 80 degrees, dark, the sun has gone down,
and I'm still wearing a sleeveless shirt,
drinking Corona Lights. What's going on with us?
We're drinking Corona Light because we're trying to watch our figures. We gotta look good, not for the ladies, but to ourselves.
Christopher.
You're welcome, Christopher.
There we go.
That's a very good impression.
It is very good.
Pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good. And then Carla tells me that she recorded somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 minutes of this guy. I said, okay, he wasn't that good.
Can we put that on the bonus disc for our next DVD?
Yeah, we can put him on there.
Sure, all 40 minutes.
Not a professional. And then they got into what they did for a living, and I don't even want to get started with that. It was quite hinky.
Someday it'll be legal.
Sure.
It wasn't that. It was one of those things where, you know what they reminded me? These cats reminded me of the guys from Boiler Room. That's exactly what they reminded me of. And, but they were funnier than the guys from Boiler Room. And there was one Mexican guy that was just... He and I butted heads, and when you just get that one, there's a group of like four or five guys, and there's the one guy in the group that just doesn't like you infiltrating the friend circle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was there. But, you know, I looked down at my blown apart knee, and I said, hey, Mike, let it roll off.
Yeah.
Let it roll off.
What was the major source of friction between you and the Mexicano?
I might have made a joke about a particular condition. That he apparently had a relative that had it. So
okay.
That's unfortunate.
Right. That is sad, right?
happened. So, but it's all is well that we hugged at the end when we were leaving the bar. We hugged.
What's a Sunday afternoon without Mike insulting someone and then being mad at them for them being mad at him?
Oh, stop it!
By the way, Mike, before I forget, speaking of drinking and Sunday night, while you were at the Beached Whale, I watched the season premiere of Shameless, which came back last night on HBO or Showtime, whichever
Showtime,
network.
I think.
Showtime. Oh yes. Man, you're gonna love it. Be sure and get in on Shameless this season.
I'm the Shameless fan. Carla is not the Shameless fan. I really think a lot of guys like that show more than women because it's so gross. It has so much grossness in it.
And, it's getting better.
Was there plenty of grossness last night?
Yeah. No, I think you'd be very satisfied. A lot of things happening with the story. I'm surprised at how complicated the story's gotten, but it's really good.
What it is, Mike, it's the best mix. It's the mix of grossness and the hot daughter.
Yes. Yeah. Can't get enough of
the
Fiona.
The hot daughter is incredible, and she shows that body a lot.
Yeah, she does.
More and more. Love Fiona.
And the hot son.
Hey, the gay one.
Well, there's that.
Kick him.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow is audition day.
Yay.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'm really starting to have not only second thoughts about the whole thing, but second thoughts about, you know, what if I was to get amazingly lucky and they said yes. I'm not sure.
That's
I want
a
to
terrific
come back down here and live in an extended stay and do this from like a hotel room.
Mike,
every day.
It's a tremendous problem to have if you get this gig.
Don't be afraid of success, Mike.
That's right. Now, here's the thing. Are you auditioning? And by the way, for those of you just joining us, perhaps you've just gotten off an airplane. Tomorrow, Mike is going to audition to be the Florida announcer for the Boston Red Sox, mm-hmm. where they do their spring training.
Right.
And it's an open
public
call.
Address announcement.
You saw the ad on TV, right? Like on a public access channel.
No, I saw it on the regular NBC. See affiliate now. Oh, I forgot what to tell you guys about.
What?
They've got this. I have to record this too.
Okay,
Rob, if I want to get something off, I'm such an idiot. I don't have any like facilities for recording television. But there is a commercial. There is a series of commercials, and this guy, we couldn't make fun of this guy on the radio because he has saturated the airwaves on television and radio. You cannot hear enough of this guy.
Who is it?
And I think his name is Billy, and then he's got an Italian last name.
Sure.
And he looks like Tony Soprano. And they come on, and the whole thing is he's standing there with this. RJ, you saw it, right? Remember when we saw the commercial?
Yes, and we heard it on the radio as well.
And we heard it on the radio, and it's this guy, Billy.
You have
Billy,
to tell him
I
about your call, Mike. Yeah, you called. You remember?
Okay, so yeah, his number one lady that's on the commercials with him is named Caroline. And he's got this New York accent. He goes, okay, yeah. Okay, Caroline, we got some great deals on Kias. We're going to be the big, there's a reason we're the number one Kia dealership in the nation, Caroline. Caroline, these deals are so big, Caroline. And he stands next to her, and he puts his arm around her like she's in a headlock. And she is smiling, but you can look at her and know that she would rather be in another country. And he's got this hairy, large arm meat hook, and he hangs it around her. And at the very end, his big slug line, this is his brilliant ad campaign, he goes, you got to come by. It's going to be huge.
Now, it seems like every time you do a week or two in Florida, you come back with the story of another auto dealer. They really is the hotbed for the car commercial down there.
The other guy that I came back with the other time was not an auto dealer. He was an appliance salesman.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Asian guy that said, if you don't shop here, you're wacky nunu.
Well, Mike,
you go to other areas. We don't, you know, unfortunately, we're too conservative in the D.C. area.
Yes.
We don't have enough of these local guys down here. And they are, listen, everybody that I talk to knows this car dealership, knows the guy, knows what his name is.
Right.
And they do different ones. There's one where they're at an auto auction and he's talking and the auto auction is so loud, you can't hear what he's saying, but they put it on TV.
Awesome.
And it's like a 60-second spot that you hear nothing. And it's like, and you guys, it's going to be huge.
Well, you can easily record the audio with your iPad and then email it to me, and we can have it for the show. Just you have the TiVo down there, right?
Yeah. No, I don't have the TiVo down.
Oh, well, then you're going to have to stand at the ready.
And use my wonderful little memo thing that I have.
You
and,
can either do that or record on your iPhone or your iPad.
Well, he's everywhere. I mean, he is everywhere. So I'll share
that. Why don't you invite him to come to your home to do a segment tomorrow? You have a second mic.
Well, RJ was in the car when I called because when I called the dealership.
Yeah, how did that go?
Well, RJ, you heard it because it was on speaker in my car.
Yes.
And I called him and I said, hi. I said, hi, I have a question about your TV commercial. I said, the young lady that he does the commercial with, is that his daughter?
Oh, no.
And they say, and you hear a chuckle. Remember that, RJ? We heard the chuckle on the air. No, yeah. It's not. I said, is that his wife or his girlfriend? No, neither. Okay, thanks so much for the information.
Well, when you called, you didn't leave your name and number. What you could do is another call, and you could use your Christopher Walken voice and say, hi, I need you for my radio show.
I found those commercials very upsetting. The young lady in question seems like she wishes to be somewhere else. She doesn't leak a big meat hook around the neck. Let her free that lady, for God's sakes. But it's, I think, Fusillo Kia or something like that down here. You probably can look it up online and see his television.
So good.
Mark, look up Fort Myers Kia Fusillo and see if you can bring it up and bring it up on your do you have a computer there? Or
I'm doing it right now.
Google the word meat hook.
Here's the reason I really wouldn't want to get to go too much further with this.
Right.
The guy scares me.
Oh,
the guy
dear.
Truly scares me.
He might know people.
Another one of the things he says is, nobody does work with the banks better than me.
Oh, no.
You. Isn't that right, Caroline, with his hand? And I was doing, Carla hates it because I imitate him when we're out at dinner, and I'll put my arm around. And it's not putting your arm around gently. It's putting your arm around so that your whole hand is basically hanging under her chin. You know what that is? That's not putting your arm around somebody. That is a headlock.
It's a whole
headlock. I was going to say, if it got any more that he was restraining her, she'd be holding up a newspaper to prove that it was today. like a video that you would get from a kidnapper.
It's hysterical. So tomorrow is the day. We will do the podcast. If we can, can we shoot at 10:30? Is that possible tomorrow, fellas?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Mike, it's Billy Fucello.
That's it.
Are there any of the commercials on the online?
I'm looking right now.
Okay, because you gotta, if you see the Billy Fucello.
Of course it's Billy Fucello,
Billy
Mike.
Fucello.
It's gonna be huge.
There's always room for Fucello.
Rob, you remember the clients that would come in and they, you know, if we were doing a radio spot with them and they're like, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. You
know, the guys just you know that if you watch these TV commercials, you know he does it in one take.
Right.
He doesn't do any more than that. Their timing is off on a few of these. It is absolutely the best. Asha, you remember the guy Chopper out in Las Vegas?
Yes.
The guy that had the car dealership?
Yes.
That's exactly the same kind of thing, only Chopper's a little bit more sophisticated.
Well, what I love about, and you're absolutely right, that this market and just really the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic is so uptight that none of that would ever fly here. It would never fly.
You find some in New York. I know L.A. has them. Even Wichita has them, but not here in D.C. It's too conservative.
We never have, and maybe years ago there were. I mean, years ago you had the sole proprietors that would get on television and do their own spots, I think it is fantastic.
If you go back to the best car commercial, I think it's hard to beat Bob Peck juggling.
But even with Bob Peck juggling, that was it. It wasn't, they didn't have the sleazy approach. And you know, Oscar, when we were talking about Chopper before, that the Chopper spots, they have that level of sleaze where the guy is this big, you know, greasy guy that just looks like he would, you know,
I can remember
step over his dead mother to sell you a car.
I can remember a DC dealership that had one, but it wasn't only DC. He was a syndicated guy. He'd do every market. But do you remember the guy, brown suit, real sleazy looking, and he said, "We have a good time selling cars at Templeton Oldsmobile."
No, I know.
We had him. I remember these guys from back in my childhood. We had Ruby Vine, and I ask you not, Ruby Vine and his wife Choo Choo.
Oh my god!
And his wife was Choo Choo. Her name, I think she may have had it legally changed to Choo Choo Vine because their store was Railroad Salvage.
Oh, like Choo Choo, like a train.
Yes,
I was thinking like C H U C H U, like it's like a diminutive name, but she was like a train. we have what's his name? Fucello. We have the Fucello ad. If you want to hear it now, Mike.
Yeah, let's listen.
Go ahead, Mark.
Cool.
And that's huge, Tom.
You gotta get
huge.
What is that?
It's huge, Tom. Huge. It's back to basics. It's huge.
It's just a montage of him saying huge.
So they don't, we don't have any of the full commercials with him?
Just a montage of the huge.
He's looking for it. He's
still looking. He's huge.
You know who, you know who's the closest guy we have to this? Because you just feel like sleazy. And it's probably, look, I can't, I don't know if it's a reputable business or not. It probably is. But Nico Buys Cars. And when you hear the Nico Buys Cars ad.
I've met Nico.
No, yeah, you love Nico.
I sold a car to Nico.
Oh my God!
Didn't you really hit it off with him?
Nico at JFK was in my office.
Right. Didn't you really hit it off with him too?
He was phenomenal. You he was as nice a guy, and he comes in, and you hear that accent that he's got.
Yeah,
you might have read about it in the paper. And you know, and so he came in. Rob, don't you remember when Nico came
to
the studio?
And I remember you were very excited, and it really paid off.
Yeah,
he was great.
I went to another place to try to get a price for this car that I was selling, and Nico beat it. Just like on, and they came to the studio, and I think we did something advertising wise with them.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Oh, he bought a schedule. Yeah. Yes.
But I love the guys that get on TV and do their own stuff. Is there anything more, Mark, or can we move on with that?
They're trying to figure it out. Yes. Okay, we got
he
something.
Says yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Nice.
I could be mistaken, Mr. Fusilla, but I think there's like a world above me.
Mr. Park, there's a trip around the world being given during Hugeathon 2011 to some lucky winner. No purchase necessary to come into your store, the Hyundai store, or Caroline's store, the Kia store, and register at no charge.
That's right. 39 days, 7 stops, trip for two around the world.
We're
no purchase
we're
necessary.
Giving away a trip around the world.
Yeah. And your nickname is huge. You got to do something huge, buddy.
That's definitely huge.
We're practically giving away Hyundais and Kias.
We are. It's Hugeathon, Tom. You've been through this before. We got a budget to hit here.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, you give away a trip around the world. What are you going to do next year?
I don't know what next year. I'm not worried about next year. What I'm worried about is giving folks a 10-year 100.
This is the worst commercial I've ever seen.
I love it.
Ordered by a new Kia. Yeah. And one word they're going to describe their experience.
You know what that is?
And that's going to be absolutely.
It's huge. Hear them all talking over each other?
They're all talking at the
it's
same
brilliant.
Time.
Brilliant.
I was just watching closely the video of Caroline, and she's blinking, help me, in Morse code with her eyelid.
I didn't know. Now, the other guy, I didn't know he had a Hyundai store. So the other guy is not. I've never seen the other guy. The only lady I see is the Caroline thing.
She runs.
So
the
it's
Kia.
Like I would assume that maybe the Kia store is doing better than the Hyundai store, and that guy that was on those commercials for the Hyundai store might be floating in the Gulf of Mexico right now. But I'm so glad we got that on there.
It's huge,
Hugeathon.
Tomorrow, the big audition. I'm going to play it straight. I'm not going to do any impressions. Although I was tempted, I don't think that's what they want. I think they want kind of the straight thing. And I'm not a Wes Johnson, who's the guy for the Capitals.
But can you favor the guy who does Fenway? Can you at least lean in that direction?
Well, the old guy who is ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy. That's his whole. And I'm probably going to go. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to JetBlue Park.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
A hybrid.
Just and I'll be in tears, of course, like a little boy. That's
hey, no, but if you're great, and the guy, God forbid, something happens to the guy in Boston, anything's possible, man.
That's true. This isn't Fenway. This is because that guy's got
not
to get
yet.
No, I know, but
can't live forever
hey,
though.
Man. Time's ticking.
You know what? Here's what appeals to me. This doesn't affect the podcast because it's 19 games.
Yes.
Right.
It's down here in February and March. It's over.
Right.
And then, you know, it's what I love, spring training baseball. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. And, you know, but it's not that real time commitment, which, you know, suits me just fine.
And you know what? My really one real tip when you're on the PA, make sure you listen to yourself in your head. If you for a second listen to what's coming back on the speakers, you're doomed.
Right. Yeah.
If you look at yourself on the Jumbotron, you're doomed. You have to stay focused
have a
on what you're doing.
I think I'm doing it like in a college gymnasium or something.
Right.
Well, they might have a TV. Don't look at that either.
Focus on the
But actually, and then I'm going to end that when my first thing when I say welcome to JetBlue Park, what I will say is it's going to be huge. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our Amazon page. Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work. MikeOMaraShow.com will take you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You guys have done so well for us with this. We can't say thank you enough. It's really tremendous, and you're saving money and supporting the show at the same time when you go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Anything you want to buy online. Caroline, this is amazing. You really got to go to Amazon right now and take care of this. This is just amazing. It's going to be huge.
My favorite thing in that ad is when he says, what are you going to do next year? And he goes, I don't know. Why would he even ask that? They're selling stuff now. It's huge.
Would you ever see, and I'm going to give him a plug. I don't care. You know what this guy's doing here in South Florida? Seriously? What? He sold so many cars. He's giving away 7 cars.
Wow.
He's giving away 7 cars. When's the last time a radio station gave away 1 car?
That's huge.
Not recently.
2002.
Let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, January 9, 2012. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, are you familiar with the doping scandal that broke over the weekend?
I'm not.
Okay, this is on your favorite reality show, Mike, Toddlers and Tiaras.
Oh, no. Oh, doping scandal for kids?
Well, what they're doping them with are pixie sticks.
Yeah.
It's apparently this is a big deal among the scene of the pre-10-year-old beauty contestant.
Oh, really?
Is they get them all hopped up on sugar.
They snort it.
So they're more. They don't snort it. They just feed them pixie sticks. So they get all super vibrant when they do whatever it is they do.
I like pixie sticks because they're sugar in them. I had 10 pixie sticks today.
She
I
had 10.
Got 4 more.
So that's the kid that just had 14 pixie sticks, and the mother says, she's so silly today, I don't know why.
And you can go in, pixie sticks are the equivalent of flavored sugar.
That's it. Right. That's
and
it.
And pure sugar with flavor.
And the worst part is, Mike, they're baby talkers.
Yeah.
We tried the pixie sticks, is that called pageant crack?
Unfortunately, pageant crack doesn't seem to work for everyone like this woman's 6-year-old daughter.
They call it pageant crack.
Oh, my God.
Pixie sticks.
Yeah, sugar.
We went through 15 bags on one page, and they just don't do anything for her.
So having failed with the 15 bags of pixie sticks, Mom had no choice but to go for the hard stuff. It's a special juice.
A lot of pageant moms and people know what this special juice is. You know, special juice is just to help her energize her. Here, drink 2 big gulps. She just drinks it for pageants to give her that extra oomph.
Let's take a look at that extra oomph, shall we? That the special juice, also known as go-go juice, gives to a 6-year-old, shall we?
Go-go juice makes me laughy and play.
It makes her laughy and play.
This is kind of a Southern thing.
Yeah, I think it might
be. Pageants, yes.
Yeah. The whole pageant thing. Thank you.
My special juice is going to help me well. My go-go juice is kicking in right now.
Her go-go juice. Not going to lie, I kind of want some pixie sticks and go-go juice right now.
I think go-go juice, they give the impression.
He wants them up his ass.
It's easy.
That's one way.
It's sort of
Oscar Santana with the Anderson Cooper humor. Thank you very much.
Go-go juice is a modified Mountain Dew. They actually add stuff to Mountain Dew and then give
it to
children.
I'd love to know what they're adding. More sugar, more caffeine?
Buzz, of course, wants to know what they're adding.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
Buzz wants to make some go-go juice for his next pageant. You know, Mike, it's a big day. Happy 70th birthday to a man who you've always tried to emulate in your life, Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Ooh.
Oh, absolutely.
70 years old
and
today.
And I have exclusive audio of his birthday party when his friends brought him his cake. I'd like to play that now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephen. Happy birthday to you.
That was a great party.
that is really messed up.
Here you go. Rob is on a giant skateboard.
Holy yes.
And it's pointed directly to hell. And every time Rob plays something like that, it's just getting there's just a teeny tiny little bit of 3-in-1 that's being put on the wheel.
Do you think I could undo that if I were to play it one more time?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
oh my God.
Dear Stephen. Happy birthday to you.
Well, since it is the man's birthday,
yes.
I started prowling Spiewak around.
And the Highway to Hell. I tell you, AC/DC does not deserve that title. You know? I mean, you got to give it. The Rob Spiewak album of Audio Vault Greats should be, you know, Rob Spiewak's Highway to Hell.
By the way,
maybe that's what we sell next year.
He says he never improved his electronic voice because he says he became identified with it, so he stuck with it. He likes it.
It's
now.
Like from the late 80s. As a matter of fact, here he is talking about that thing.
Cool. The voice that I use is a very old hardware speech synthesizer made in 1986. I keep it because I have not heard a voice I like better, and because by now I have identified with it.
Now, the thing that I found most remarkable when I started searching tapes of Stephen Hawking on the internet is, do you
it's
realize...
like the Grim Reaper wasn't coming through your door and pointing at you and saying, excuse me, it's your time to go to hell.
I think you'll like this. This is something I found on YouTube. His voice sounds a little bit like Fred Schneider from the B-52s if you use it in the setting of karaoke.
Right.
We were at a party. His beer mug fell in the bay. Someone reached him and grabbed it. It was a rock lobster.
It was a rock lobster, Mike.
Rock lobster.
I love it.
Rock lobster.
Okay, we get it. Hey, Rob, I can see it. It's Rob Spiewak's Highway to Hell. You get all the hits. Stephen Hawking, Charla Nash, and Sonny from the Costco store.
Oh, and don't forget... the man with the, what's his name? His name escapes me. The rock singer who I slow his voice
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels after the stroke, of course. And of course, the reason we're playing this, Mike, is because it's Stephen Hawking's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephen.
Thank you.
Very
you,
good.
Thank
all right. Thank you, Mike, so kindly. Tim Tebow had a hell of a night last night.
Sure did.
And it was the first play in overtime when he won because Jesus loves him.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stephon got him free to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on. Possession to close it out. They do it on the very first play. He was open at the 40. Tebow hit him in stride, and there was a stiff arm by Thomas delivered at midfield that basically ended the game.
And here is Tebow after the game.
Before that, before that, in the playoffs, wasn't it that I thought that they played like a full quarter in the playoffs?
No.
But I guess the new rule.
In the playoffs, the new rules are as follows. Basically, in the regular season, first the score wins, so you can get a cheap field goal and that's it. But in the playoffs, and this is the first time they actually enacted it, this rule actually came in last season, but they never had a need for it, was that each team has a possession to actually score unless the team that first gets the ball scores a touchdown.
Right.
Bottom line.
That's it. So they did the one thing they had to do to win the game.
In the
and bingo,
first
they
play.
Won it.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Wow. And here's Tebow after the game on his victory.
When I saw him scoring, first of all, thank you, Lord. And then I was running pretty fast, chasing him like I could catch up to DT. And, you know, then I just jumped in the stands. First time I've done that, but that was fun. And then just got on a knee, thanked the Lord again, and tried to celebrate with my teammates and the fans.
He jumped in the stands.
He sounds like he's 11 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I like about him. That's because he just, like, doesn't care. He's not cool. He's just like, look, this was awesome. And
Oscar loves
in the
people who aren't cool.
It was just
I'll tell
nice.
You, in the post-game press conferences, though, would you not agree? I don't know if you watched him, Oscar. Would you not agree? I think Tim Tebow, as square as he may be and not uncool, he certainly had more of his act together, as far as clothing, than Ben Roethlisberger, who looked like a complete dork with that hat on on top of his little
I saw that hat, and basically he had is that a fedora? It might be a fedora.
It was like one of those little hats that Sylvester Stallone wore in Rocky, and he's wearing a suit with that, and he could not have looked more
and
like
it was
a complete dork.
Too small. The hat was so small and his big effing hat.
I believe that is called a pork pie hat.
Got it from
Herman
Cain. All
right, Rob, we got time for one more.
Okay, I want to leave this. This has a little bit of a backstory. This is from Rockwell International Industries from some years ago when they got into the heavy-duty transmission business and they were going to shoot an industrial film to explain what they were doing. This guy is actually a technician. He put on a lab coat. This is nothing but a mic and light test. He is making this stuff up off the cuff. This man doesn't know a thing about transmissions. This is all double talk, and I think it's a riot. This is an old classic industrial film parody.
For a number of years now, work has been proceeding in order to bring perfection to the crudely conceived idea of a transmission that would not only supply inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal grammeters. Such an instrument is the turbo-encabulator. Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it is produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance.
Right.
Hold on just the a original second. Stop the tape for a second, Rob. That's it. And that is Bob Spiewak's every job interview that Bob Spiewak has had for the last 10 years.
My father was actually copy editor on this. No, but this guy
Spiewak,
is...
you know, we know you at your last job, you had a problem, but what can you do for our company now?
And here's what my father said.
Base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan.
Right.
The latter consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marzal veins, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented.
Just six.
The main winding was of the normal lotus or delta type placed in panendermic semiboloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grammys.
Of course.
The turbo-encabulator has now reached a high level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of nofertrunions. Moreover, whenever a fluorescent score motion is required...
That, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
We will take a break and come back with Mr. Buzz Burbank and news right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're not.
Mark, you don't wait. You don't wait for your buddy, do you?
No.
He's just pissed because he knows he has to fix it in editing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is time for our news. Let's get him in here, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado. Mr. Buzz Burbank, take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by...
Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Encore Insurance Services. After an exciting weekend of football, fans are talking about Tim Tebow and a higher power. But there's an even higher power that's about to affect the fans, and that's money. New TV contracts for the NFL total around $5 billion. That's about a 60% increase from what the networks had been paying.
You know
league.
What that is, Mike? That's huge.
It's huge, Caroline. And Mark, here's a homework project for you. Okay. Get me more of those commercials, will you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
I need more mic or headphone, by the way.
You got it.
The increased cost will be passed on to you through higher cable bills, according to Variety TV critic Brian Lowry. Lowry says this will speed the transition to a la carte pricing on your cable and satellite services and pricey year-round fees for a season that's only 5 months long. In other words, you'll be paying for the NFL Network a hefty bill every month, 12 months a year, to get your 5 or 6 months of football coverage.
Hmm.
Speaking of money, USA Today reports that the national debt has now risen to match the national economy at nearly $15.25 trillion. That means the U.S. now has an annual debt that's equal to all the goods and services it produces in a year. Quoting one analyst, clearly that can't continue. And a new study indicates the best financial investment these days is in a lobbyist. Researchers at KU, Kansas State University, Kansas University, claim that lobbying can deliver as much as a 22,000% return on investment. They say that for each dollar corporations spent on lobbying for the Americans Job Creation Act in 2004, corporations got back $220 in reduced taxes. The researchers admit that not all lobbying efforts are that successful, but still,
that's scary.
It's good money.
Wait a second.
That's scary, and that means McClane's going to get richer. That
Do you
means,
think
that's
that,
what that means.
Can Mark, after you get those commercials, can you get us a lobbyist?
Oh, sure.
I think that would be great.
Okay.
Rob, could you run
what
out?
What would we use a lobbying for? Because you know what? I kind of like the industry we're in.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like we float well below the radar.
Mike,
you know, and we just sort of sit here and do our thing.
We would want to lobby for government grants. We would want government grants and lots of them.
We government grants to do the podcast.
Right, exactly. The government should be paying us.
And we do it
by
like probably tying it into education and stuff. We'd have girl go before the Senate subcommittee and that type of thing.
Oh, mm-hmm. How about this? Can we like somehow pass ourselves off like farmers and they get paid sometimes not to farm? What if they paid us not to podcast?
That is your dream scenario.
Yes!
Carrie,
yes!
I'm not going
into and you'd hate it.
The government's paying me.
This is why we're moving to Iowa. Oh, shut up, Oscar. Farm and not farm it.
A new kind of social networking may lead to a minor baby boom come spring. Occupy protesters haven't just been sleeping in those tents.
Oh,
here in D.C., one pair of protesters are now engaged to be married, and they say they know of at least a dozen other couples that have formed there. Both of these people are also medics, and they've been handing out condoms and pregnancy tests at the protest
Willow,
sites here in D.C.
Willow, I made you a hemp cradle.
Outstanding. Get ready for the worst-smelling wedding ever.
Wow. With a lot of Republican voters still waiting to see which candidate they'll choose over Obama, the candidates still standing are taking harder swings at one another. In the latest debate, Newt Gingrich called out Mitt Romney for being phony and pious. John Huntsman called out both of them for the kind of divisive politics that have gridlocked government. Huntsman,
can I stop you right there?
Sure.
I say a lot of things about Republicans. Huntsman's the only one that I like of the whole bunch.
I love John Huntsman. I think he's really great. I would vote for him.
He made a comment where, you know, Romney was saying something about, you say nice things about Barack Obama. How could we possibly make you our nominee? And he said something along the lines, that's just the kind of attitude that we shouldn't have.
Exactly.
And it made sense. And I thought it was kind of brave to do that in that environment where they're all kind of going, all we care about is beating the other guys and not really coming up with any ideas. He seems to be
Huntsman
more
seems
sane.
To sticks to guts and principle and logic. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's huge.
Ron Paul got called out for being scary and possibly crazy. Rick Perry continued to make jokes about forgetting the three government agencies he intends to cut. Now, if you've ever nearly coughed up a lung listening to this podcast, be afraid. In the latest New England Journal of Medicine is the story of a woman who kind of did that. The 40-year-old woman had been coughing so hard, her lung, one of them, popped through a pair of ribs to the outside of her rib cage.
Ugh. Oh, my God. How skinny was she to have that happen?
I don't think skinny at all. Surgery has now, they just say it's a fluke. It's just a freak occurrence. Surgery has repaired this, but doctors say you don't have to worry too much because it's such a fluke, it's not likely to happen to you.
We only have time for the punchline, but it's, pardon me, do you have something to stop this coughing?
Thank you. Bob's new actor.
Buzz liked it.
And finally, very much, Rob. I did. Finally, Microsoft has just patented a new GPS navigation technology. You're going to like this, Rob.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
A new GPS navigation technology that allows you to stay out of dangerous neighborhoods.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's been nicknamed.
All right, share it with us, Buzz. It's huge.
It's been nicknamed the Avoid Ghetto feature.
Oh, God.
Soon to be added. It's just a nickname, Oscar. It's not the formal name of it. But they are going to add it to Windows phones. This app uses FBI crime statistics and other data to keep you out of the bad parts of town.
How will we get to Mike's house?
You'll never make it.
By the way, there was a story recently.
You won't make it through the perimeter around the historic drugstore district.
Story recently about a Chick-fil-A in Orange County, California, where some Asian American students spotted the words Ching and Chong on their receipts. Their cash register receipt, someone had written Ching and Chong on their receipts. Mm. Chick-fil-A is kind of...
Everybody, direct your attention to the man sitting at the far end.
The man holding the 3-in-1 oil.
I don't like Chick-fil-A. I don't think that's right. They're ruining the parking lot of my Target.
Buzz and I discussed his news today. I happen to know what's coming, and it's all you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Mike.
We're here now, Mike, and thank you. Today, we hear of a Papa John's in New York City where a customer was referenced on her receipt as Lady Chinky Eyes.
Oh,
Lady Chinky Eyes was written on her receipt.
I can't see where that would be appropriate.
Minhee Cho.
What's her name?
Her real name, Minhee Cho.
Yes, of course.
Minhee Cho says she was not as angry as she was surprised in this day and age. And she says she's been flooded with people asking her why, if she lives in New York City, why is she ordering a pizza from Papa John's? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
I wouldn't think pizza would be her go-to.
No, I wouldn't think so, Rob. Thank you. You had to get one in, didn't
just
you?
A thought.
Just so you put a little 3-in-1 on the other wheel.
That's right. If I come in with slight burns tomorrow, you'll know why.
Our show today was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds or any work of art you create. Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg. Visit mcginsburg.com. Lady Chinky Eyes, or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. Rob, when did you start working part-time at Papa John's?
Got to do what I got to do to make ends meet, Mike. And of course, we'll see, I always live
brand new one from Manassas and also Fort Myers. Oh, all right. Wait, Carl and I are going to do something.
Remember, it's going to be
It's going to be huge.
Yay.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steven. Happy birthday to you.